Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
Airport screening procedures keeping dozens off planes, and Islamic State claims beheading a British hostage. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The White House says that a ban on travel to Ebola-affected countries in West Africa would be counterproductive. Homeland Security Advisor Lisa Monaco said that a travel ban would actually impede the response to Ebola cases in infected countries, and that airport screening procedures are keeping ill people off planes.
The most important and effective thing we can do is to control the epidemic at its source. So what we want to be able to do is ensure we're getting the assistance, we're getting the expertise, and we're getting the providers into the affected region and not impeding that.
Speaking at a Friday press briefing, Monaco said that airport screening, which has been in effect since the summer, has been effective preventing dozens and dozens of people from getting on planes. The procedures check for temperature and other symptoms of illness. And during that time, Monaco said, tens of thousands of individuals have come to the United States from the West Africa region. We now have this isolated case in Texas. The case in Texas is Liberian national Thomas Duncan, who remains in serious but stable condition at a hospital in Dallas after being diagnosed with Ebola on Sunday. The Islamic State terrorist group says it has executed British hostage Alan Henning. The group posted a video late Friday showing the purported beheading. The video was released in the same manner as those depicting the beheadings of three other Western captives. The footage ended with an Islamic State militant threatening another hostage, who the militant identified as an American named Peter Kassig. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants are continuing their advance on the northern Syrian town of Kobani near the Turkish border, where Kurdish fighters have been struggling to repel them for weeks. The assault has forced more than 160,000 Syrians to flee into Turkey. On Friday, Islamic State shelling continued to bombard the outskirts of the Kurdish town, despite recent airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition formed to combat the extremist group. You can read more about this story at voanews.com. The Australian government has authorized airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says IS has declared war on the world and must be degraded and disrupted. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has our story.
Australian warplanes are expected to begin bombing missions inside Iraq within days. Canberra has already sent 600 troops and six fighter jets to a US base in the United Arab Emirates. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says Australian commandos will be deployed to northern Iraq to act as advisers to local forces fighting insurgents. Critics worry that Australia will become enmeshed in another protracted war in the Middle East. The United States and Arab nations have been bombing IS targets in Iraq and Syria for some 2 weeks. More than 60 nations are now involved in the US-led mission, although most aren't carrying out airstrikes. Phil Mercer, Sydney, Australia.
Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters and police clashed early today in the latest violent incident since police used tear gas and pepper spray on demonstrators Sunday. Video footage showed police forcing their way through a barricade protesters had set up near a government building in the Central Business District. There were no reports of injuries. Police have warned of severe consequences if protesters try to occupy government buildings. Now, tens of thousands of protesters have occupied some of Hong Kong's busiest streets for more than a week, stifling traffic and business activity. The protesters are calling on China to allow democratic elections in 2017 and for Hong Kong's Beijing-friendly chief executive, Lung Chun-ying, to resign. The White House has condemned the killing in Ukraine of a Swiss staff member of the International Committee of the Red Cross. In a statement Friday, the Obama administration called on all parties in Ukraine's conflict to protect the civilians in their midst and hold accountable those who engage in the indiscriminate use of force. The death of the 38-year-old staff member was caused by a shell landing near the ICRC office in Donetsk on Thursday. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. More with Ellis Paul coming up a little later on in the hour. Right now, I want to tell you about the big news from Cat Stevens. Well, the man formerly known as Cat Stevens, he now goes by Yusuf Islam, as he has since he first left the music industry back in the late 1970s, the secular music industry. He has continued doing music. In fact, published a memoir called Why I Still Carry a Guitar, and did come back to secular music with a release in 2006, and then another in 2010, and now has a third scheduled for the 28th of October, the release of Tell 'Em I'm Gone. Half of it's produced by Rick Rubin, and then, of course, Yusuf produced the other half, along with Paul Samwell Smith, the guy behind all of those classic Cat Stevens records from the early 1970s. Let's listen to the first song. It's a cover of the late Johnny Winter's Dying to Live on Acoustic Cafe.
You know I've heard it said there's beauty in distortion by some people who've withdrawn to find the head. Now they say there is humor in this fortune. You know I wonder if they'll laugh when they're dead. Why am I fighting to live if I'm just living to fight? Why am I trying to see when there ain't nothing in sight? Why am I trying to give when no one gives me a try? Why am I dying to live if I'm just living to die? You know, some people say that values are subjective, but they're just speaking words that someone else has said. So they live and fight and kill with no objective. Sometimes it's hard to tell the living from the dead. Why am I fighting to live? I'm just living to fight. Why am I trying to see when there ain't nothing in sight? Why am I trying to give when no one gives me a try? Why am I dying to live if I'm just living to die? To weave my words into confusion, so I hope you'll understand me when I'm through. You know I used to live my life as an illusion, but reality will make my dreams come true. So I'll keep fighting to live till there's no reason to fight. And I'll keep trying to see until the end is in sight. You know I'm trying to give, so come on, give me a try. You know I'm dying to live until I'm ready to die.
Much at all. Some wealthy said, an angry pair, an open case, her aching chest. party and the drinking going on. Who would want it? She said, I've had all that. A brief escape, just another empty taste. That's when her blue eyes asked, where
Aaron Dessner, who rather loved the album called Passerby, from the band Leluc, L-U-L-U-C, Leluc. And Aaron liked it so much, he made a fan within the band, The National. Matt Verninger also picked up on it and kept it on repeat for a good long time. Sub Pop is the label that is putting out their worldwide debut called Passerby. We just heard the song called Senja from Leluc. And we started the hour with brand new music from Yusuf Islam, who we all know as Cat Stevens from back in the day. He has an album coming out called Tell Him I'm Gone on October the 28th. That goes along with the publication of a memoir, Why I Still Carry a Guitar, which came out middle of September. And there will be some tour dates in North America for Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam, this fall. We heard a cover of the song called Dying to Live, written by Edgar Winter. Jesse Winchester passed away earlier this year, just a few weeks shy of his 70th birthday. It was in April of this year. He was working on an album at the time, and that album was completed by his friend Mac McAnally, who was producing the album called A Reasonable Amount of Trouble, which is just out as a posthumous release from Jesse Winchester. Some touching originals on here, and in fact, he knew he was dying, and some of the songs do relate to that. And then there are some covers, some lovely covers. Let's listen to one of those. This is a 1963 hit for a band called The Cascades. It's Rhythm of the Rain, as done by Jesse Winchester on Acoustic Cafe.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go, let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about is gone away, looking for a brand new start. She knows when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care? I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The sun to set her heart aglow, and rain in her heart, and let the love we knew start to grow. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, tell telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. Oh, listen to the falling rain. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter.
Is MC Taylor, who goes by the name His Golden Messenger. And the new album is Lateness of Dancers, and from that record we heard the song Lucia on Acoustic Cafe. This is the fifth album from that band, or MC Taylor, recorded in his home studio. And it takes the title, Lateness of Dancers, from a Eudora Welty story. Similarities between their work abound. Before that, we heard the late Jesse Winchester, the new album, A Reasonable Amount of Trouble, a posthumous release produced by Mac McAnally. And we heard him covering that early 1960s classic called Rhythm of the Rain. Well, the new issue of American Songwriter is on newsstands now. One of the features of the magazine is a feature called Writer's Room. And in the Writer's Room for this current issue, it is Patterson Hood, a guy who's in a band called Drive-By Truckers that actually has three principal songwriters. And he notes that one of the things that makes their songwriting so good is that nobody wants to write the worst song on an album. So the competition within the band is pretty strong. You can read about Patterson and more in the current issue of American Songwriter. And I also would like to play you this Patterson Hood solo track from his last solo album. He performed the song Disappear live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe.
Underneath the couch, I sleep through it all. Till the very last drop, smashed against the wall. Down in the driveway, when the words fall out, I'm underneath your dress, beneath the bedroom window. Sometimes I disappear. I learned to at an early age. Somewhere far away, and if I make it down, coming for a landing, I kiss you till it's August, fly away in June. Disappear and vanish into thin air. Sometimes it's much better to just not be there. Sometimes I hear words spoken underneath the song, and I associate completely. Sometimes I hear words spoken underneath the song, and I associate so sweetly. Sometimes I disappear. Since I was 3 or 4, I see your lips moving, but I can't hear you anymore. I can't hear you anymore. I can't hear you anymore.
Patterson Hood, live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe, doing a solo song called Disappear. Patterson, of course, from Drive-By Truckers, and the feature in The Writer's Room, which is on newsstands and online now from American Songwriter magazine. And ahead, Johnny Cash reimagined, Sean Watkins and Leanne Womack from her first album in 6 years.
The world's best variety.
The whole variety and nothing but variety.
VOA Music Mix.
My people will follow vanishing ways.
Watching careers develop is an ongoing joy for us here at Acoustic Cafe. Let's take the example of Rhiannon Giddens. Already known for her vocal work with the neo-traditionalist trio Carolina Chocolate Drops, last year she participated in the town hall concert around the music for the film Inside Llewyn Davis. That was a Coen Brothers movie, and the brothers partnered again with producer T-Bone Burnett, who put Rhiannon on that show. He also selected her for Lost on the River, the new Basement Tapes, where she'll join Elvis Costello, Marcus Mumford, Jim James, and Taylor Goldsmith, creating brand new music for orphaned Bob Dylan lyrics. T-Bone produced that one, and he'll be helming Rhiannon's solo debut in early 2015. Obviously, it's good to know T-Bone Burnett. And Joe Henry, too. Joe and T-Bone are very close. Joe has produced a reimagining of Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears album from 1964. You're hearing Johnny's version of The Vanishing Race from the original. And here, Joe selected Gillian Welch, David Rawlings, and Rhiannon Giddens to do this updated version on Acoustic Cafe.
A vision formed like a mortal storm in the dust of the wagon train. A vanishing race appeared in space, and he sang his sad refrain. Wagon train. Mm-hmm. all is vanished if you must. You can't see us for the dust of your disgrace. Build your teepees in the air. When they're gone, we'll still be there, the invisible race. We'll still be here.
into that Topanga Canyon sound. That is Sean Watkins on Acoustic Cafe. Sean from the band Nickel Creek. It's been a busy year for Sean. Nickel Creek had a new album, their first in almost a decade, came out in the spring, called The Dotted Line. And then right after that, Sean Watkins released All I Do Is Lie, another solo release from Nickel Creek's Sean Watkins. And we just heard the song This Will End in Tears. From The Bitter Tears Recreation, that was an album 50 years ago from Johnny Cash, The Vanishing Race. The whole album was about the plight of the Native American at the hands of the American government. Very unpopular record in 1964. Joe Henry has recreated it with a whole ton of great artists, Americana artists, including Rhiannon Giddens, who did the lead vocals on that updated version of The Vanishing Race. We're going to talk to Joe Henry from Americana Fest 2014, which we did in Nashville. That'll be coming up on the program in a few weeks. And the other person we talked to down at Americana Fest was Leanne Womack with her first album in 6 years. It is called The Way I'm Living. Let's listen to the song Night Wind on Acoustic Cafe.
Hey, old night wind, it's good to hear from you again. You say you're only just passing through. You know what to say if you're blowing that way. I'd be so much obliged to you. Go tell my baby that I am happy and that I never am coming home. Make up some reason I had to leave him. The only true love I've ever known. Hey, moonlight, you know I missed you last night. Though a storm cloud don't know my pain. Or maybe I'll find it's that we're two of a kind. Wherever we go, we just bring rain. Go tell my baby that I am happy and that I never am coming home. Make up some reason I had to leave.
That song called Night Wind, and it's now being covered, of course, by Leanne Womack there, one of two Bruce Robinson compositions on Leanne's first album in 6 years called The Way I'm Living. We talked with Leanne down at Americana Fest 2014 in Nashville. That will be coming up, a discussion of The Way I'm Living, and the songwriters involved in it will be coming up here in the weeks ahead on Acoustic Cafe. Just ahead, however, Frank Turner and more with our in-studio guest this week, Ellis Paul.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. We're going to go back and grab one out of our archives from the artist Frank Turner. Frank was in a post-hardcore band called Million Dead, launched his solo career around 2007, and has done five albums since then, his latest being Tape Deck Heart. But we're going to go back one to England, Keep My Bones, for the song called Nights Become Days, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
We saw in the dawn from the roof of the bar, when nights become days, then we've gone too far. We listened to songbirds and rush our cars, and welcomed in the day. He said London in summertime is great. On days like this I feel like I could escape from things that I've done and mistakes that I've made. I could wash it all away. We'd bathe like swimmers in the morning sun, waiting for our night to end. It felt like one of us would come down hard, and one of us would start again. We started out curious, it started out fun. We smoked in the woods when we were young, and secretly slipped something under our tongues and danced the night away. But everyone stumbles on old cocaine. It burns out the best and it burdens the brain. Tim Brown comes and whispers away the pain, and you find you've lost your way. We bathe like swimmers in the morning sun, waiting for our night to end. It felt like one of us would come down hard, and one of us would start again. You'd sink in the river for your death. You'd sleep with the fishes, draw no breath. You'd swallow forever till nothing's left. Take no rest. No, my friend, made for the shore, you'd see us here, we're waiting. Oh, my friend, cast your eyes to the floor, and you'll see us here, we're all waiting. Don't sink in the river for your death. You could sleep in the shade, take some rest. You could start fresh tomorrow, leave what's left. Please draw breath. Let's let nights become days. So come down, kid, the roof's not safe now. All your friends are waiting for you to get some rest.
That's the great Frank Turner, recorded live in our studios back in 2011, and a song called Nights Become Days, originally from his album called England, Keep My Bones. And it is time now for more with our in-studio guest on the show this week, talking about his newest album, Chasing Beauty. It's Ellis Paul.
I heard one of these songs on the new album a couple of years ago, actually. Seth Gleer had it on his album,
right.
Plastic Soldiers,
yeah,
and did a version here in the studio. The two of you wrote this together, and it was funny because when I first heard his version, I had no liner notes. I had nothing. I just kind of had a file, and I told him, I said, I knew that you had co-written a song with Ellis, and then I knew when I heard it, that right. It was that song.
Well, I'm glad. That's what a co-writer does. You know, he brings in the fingerprint of your voice sources. That's why it was, you know, McCartney was, you know, we can work it out. We can, and Lennon was, life is very short. You know, and that's the beauty of great co-writing. When you find a personality where you can work and be open in the moment and create something awesome. Awesome, but the flavor that you're bringing is different than the other guys. And Seth has been, we've written 3 or 4 songs together, and that's really great. I had crass stains, not scars, 8 years old in my backyard. A box of soldiers on a blue sky afternoon. Out of the pine trees and sap, plastic soldiers would attack. In my imaginary war, I led platoons. Come home, soldier, dinner's getting cold. It's time to put your toys away. Marching orders, backyard borders. You will live to fight another day. Oh, put your plastic soldiers away. I was 19 kicking up gravel in a Humvee when a flash burst through the floor. An RPG and metal scrape, a shrapnel tore through my legs. Now living in this body, I will not be a prisoner of war. Come home, soldier, dinner's getting colder. It's time to put your toys away. Marching orders, backyard borders. You will live to fight another day. Oh, put your plastic soldiers away. Box of soldiers in my attic, G.I. Joes with automatics, toys I saved to pass on to my home. My little boy runs through the backyard. He's got grass stains for old scars. My legs are made of steel and silicone. Dinner's getting colder. It's time to put your toys away. Marching orders, backyard borders. You will live to fight another day.
song co-written with another great artist out of the Boston scene, Seth Glear. It's Plastic Soldiers. Seth did his version on an album a couple of years ago, and now Ellis Paul has included the original of that on the album called Chasing Beauty. Ellis Paul, our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe.
Two projects that have been in the intervening years between Chasing Beauty and The Day After Everything Changed. Another children's album.
I did, yeah.
The Hero in You, and then a Christmas record, but original Christmas song.
Yes, I wanted to keep those coming in my repertoire, and I'm about to write a bunch more.
Fantastic.
And you know, I'm a functional professional songwriter as well as being a touring singer-songwriter and being a folk singer, and that includes, to me, part of the job description is writing for every moment, and so I write for children, I write for adults, I write Christmas songs. I just want to write.
So was the second time around a little more outward to children everywhere rather than just the children that were directly in front of you?
Yeah, the second one was more educational, and it just has been turned into a beautiful book that came out this week, actually,
right.
Called The Hero in You. And you can get it at any bookstore that you go to in the country now. And it's a book CD, and it's 13 songs about great American heroes, Albert Einstein, Woody Guthrie, all of the greats, Jackie Robinson, Ben Franklin. There's too many to mention, but sure. I'm thrilled. It's great to see it in book form, and I really feel like my community outreach is going to be even greater through the book, and my community outreach as a folk singer, informing people, especially parents and children who will have conversations over the songs. I imagine those car rides to grandma's, those 40-minute car rides where the parents put the music on and it's generating questions about the people involved. And I'm so thrilled about having created that moment,
I see you had an honorary degree conferred on you, an honorary doctorate by the University of Maine. You got to address the graduating class of 2014.
I did, yeah. I'm
sorry. And write an alma mater for the school. Is this right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was a busy weekend. And
all in a weekend.
And I had to do it in a cap and gown, which was hilarious. I can't believe they let a folk singer give the commencement address. What were they thinking?
Writing an alma mater, though, it's tough. And we should tell people, this is not a fight song. It's an alma mater.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, it is. You have to be, it has to have some sort of prestigious backbone to it. It's got to be proper.
Yes.
Austere. And it's got to last a century and without feeling overly... It wants to be dated going in. It has to have a little bit of dust on it, even though it's brand new. But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun thing to do. One of my favorite lines was, "Out of this nest of steel and stone, take to the sky, you sons and daughters. Keep the memory of home like owls flying over the fields." The Umpy is the name of the university, and that was a tough rhyme to avoid. It's University of Maine at Prescott. So I had to work my way around that one.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was an amazing experience. I'm very grateful to have done it.
Let's shoot out the satellite. We're throwing wishes at the twilight and tell you we're aging, blazing, occasionally raising a bottle to the night. You said every dream that could cross our lips lies just beyond our fingertips, and I caught some I let slip right through my fingers tight. Lost track, I was an open road, and you can't look back when you're chasing beauty. And in the moonlight, are you alright? I'm alive and wide awake. The highway rises, turns and falls like an Oklahoma waterfall. Come jump in, water was cool, your words held promises of love. Oh, we both lost track. Love was an open road, and you can't look back when you're chasing beauty. On the Mississippi, oh, we are runaways at the Golden Key. We're chasing beauty. Oh, little Miss Satellite, you'll never be captured like a box kite. You'll never be held down by a ghost town watching the world spin circles in the night. You set a woman in motion, stays in motion, can't be stopped by mountain man or ocean. Tell me, was your world so fast that you can't stand still at a crossroads time? We both lost track. Time was an open road, and you can't look back when you're chasing.
Song called Chasing Beauty, which happens to be the title track of the new album from Ellis Paul. Ellis Paul, our in-studio guest on the show this week, joined by Rebecca Lobey. You will find Chasing Beauty on the Black Wolf Records label. You'll find us online. acafe.com is our official and brand new website, where you'll find links to everything there. Cool pictures, fun things to do. acafe.com. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap things up here and tell you about next week.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, Ryan Adams from his new self-titled album, plus Mike Doty from his new hip-hop album, Bob Seger with a new record, and our in-studio guest, recorded at Americana Fest 2014 just a few weeks ago, it'll be Leanne Womack. Many thanks to those making the show possible, including the new Counting Crows album, Somewhere Under Wonderland. Find out more, countingcrows.com. American Songwriter, and you can find out about their current issue on newsstands now at americansongwriter.com. The International Acoustic Music Awards, the 11th Annual Awards, are going on now. You can find out all the rules and entry info at inacoustic.com. Leon Speakers and the Leon Loft. Find out more about both, leonspeakers.com, and Sans Foley Entertainment with Lyra Lynn's new album, which is called The Avenues. You can find out more, lyralynn.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production help Susan Barnes, Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme, The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus jumped for joy and fell for laughs. Until next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.